How's it, guys? Andrew Patterson here from Rainmaker Marketing. In our next episode of Your Key to Property, we'll be chatting to Yashina Maharaj from SA Home Loans, where she'll be discussing the next steps and what to do after you make an offer on your home. Enjoy it.
It's another beautiful Sunday, the 30th of April. Here we are with National Sales Training Coordinator at SA Home Loans, Yashina Maharaj. I feel like I've spoken to you a week ago. Hello.
Hey, Danny, I think you did, but it's great to be back on.
It's great to have you with us. Now, as per usual, we're going to start with a voice note that we missed from last Sunday. Have a listen.
Hi, Danny. Enjoying the show as always. Hypothetical question. So I've put in an offer on the house of my dreams. What happens next? Like, what happens after they've accepted my offer?
Awesome, Danny. And I think that is the most exciting part in your search for your dream house. So your offer has been accepted. The first step we need to understand is if you're obtaining finance, you need to send this signed offer that you have done with the seller, along with all the relevant documents that are going to be required by the finance house to offer you a home loan. That process could take between a day to up to 3 to 4 days. Then they're going to tell you whether you've been approved or not. Hopefully you are approved and all's in order because you would have done a pre-assessment prior to going house hunting. So once that happens, we then present the offer as the finance house to you. If all's in order and you're happy with what it looks like, we present it to our group of attorneys that are going to start handling the legal side of the process. So I want to actually explain the legal side a little bit because I think a lot of times people are confused. That process could take between 4 to 6 weeks of where we draw all the legal paperwork, make sure that the registration process is in line with the transfer process. So what is the transfer process? Your seller needs to have that property transferred onto the new buyer's name. Before that happens, these two attorneys have to communicate with each other to get all that relevant paperwork in place before the registration process takes place. So you're looking at up to 3 months for all of that to be finalized.
Okay, so after that, I've been approved. When do I actually start paying like my bond installments as well as insurance and rates and taxes, utility costs and everything relating to my now new home?
So, Danny, once your home loan has been registered, all of those costs become your costs. So the registration process is usually aimed to be done by the end of a month or the first week of a new month. So you'll be liable for the costs by the end of the very first month that that property has registered onto your name. And that is the big drive behind why this affordability assessment's done up front, to ensure that you have enough money to cover all of those costs.
Now, Yashina, apart from providing me with a facility to actually buy my home, right, what are some of the other benefits of actually having a bond?
So, Danny, I think we spoke a little bit about this in our last session, the importance of building in an access facility. And I think Steph also chatted about it a little bit, saying that if you put a deposit, that portion drops the home loan from 100% down to either 90 or 80%, giving you that leeway to access those funds should you require it. So the importance of the access facility is that it gives you direct access to funds if you have any major life events, or perhaps, Danny, you just want to go on a holiday and that credit card doesn't look too happy. So
yeah,
then you can
been
dip
there,
into
done
that,
got
access
the t-shirt.
Funds. And this way you've got 20 years or 30 years to pay it off as opposed to 5.
Now, if I already own a property and I want to expand my portfolio, how does having an existing bond help me?
So that's actually quite a good option, Danny. Many people decrease their home loan over a period of time and they've got this huge amount of equity laying there, but unaware that they could utilize that facility. So a simple example would be you took a home loan about 8 years ago. You bought a beautiful townhouse for $800,000, and it's now sitting at probably a balance of about $350,000. It gives you that huge amount from where you started to where you at as an access facility. Potentially, you could be looking to invest in another property. You know, we spoke about a buyer's and a seller's market last week, and we said it's definitely a buyer's market because of the stress and strain that we've seen. So there are a lot of people that are trying to get rid of their investment properties. It could be affordability issues, could be businesses that are no longer doing well. That gives you an opportunity to buy these by using that facility that's available to drive down a lower percentage loan. So you could draw out $350,000, put that down on an investment property, drive down that percentage, and the rental that you would acquire from that investment property will then actually pay off that property and probably give you a few thousands extra to drive off the interest and pay toward capital.
Now, just to elaborate on that, we had a WhatsApp in on Sunday last week. I think her name was Kerri-Ann. I stand to be corrected there. She bought a home with her husband. They then got divorced, and now she wants to buy another home, but she's still got a bond with her ex-husband. Does that affect her applying for a new bond?
So the number of home loans or bonds that you have does not matter in terms of whether you would qualify. It all depends on affordability, Danny. I think that's become the key word throughout these conversations. Can you afford another property? Do you have sufficient funds at the end of the day to actually pay off another installment? So you can have multiple properties, and just remember, if you are acquiring these properties and you are in the rental space, rental income also forms part of your affordability assessment, because that's additional income that you are generating to pay off these properties. So she can most certainly purchase another property, provided that her affordability allows for it.
Now, when people talk about their house being an asset, is it once it's paid off, or what does that actually mean, and how does it help building equity?
So, Danny, that's a good one, because often people don't understand, how do I look after this asset? What makes it an asset? You can pay off your home loan, and by doing that, you are decreasing your debt, which automatically adds value to your home. Because if you purchased it for $1 million and your debt's down to $600,000 or $700,000, you've already got a growing asset. The second part of this is, how are you looking after your home? Constant maintenance, making sure that you are renovating. A big buzzword right now, we're all talking about the load shedding, putting in inverters and solar panels. All of this increases the value of your home, because when you decide one day that you might want to put this property onto the market, many people are looking for that in their checklist. Is there an inverter? Are there solar panels? Am I going to be okay through load shedding? So all of these things will just generate a far bigger value one day for you if you choose to sell.
You know, you and I think we have this telepathic thing going on, because I was going to ask you exactly that about upgrading and solar panels and all of that. But once again, you're on top of your game. Yashina Maharaj from SA Home Loans, thank you so much for your time once again.
Thank you so much, Danny. Always a pleasure to be here and share with our listeners.
Now, if you have any questions pertaining to what we have just spoken about, just send us a WhatsApp. Yashina's on call 24/7. I've tried her 11 o'clock at night. She responds 061-792-9495, and we'll have your question answered before 2 o'clock today. Yashina, thank you so much again.
Thank you so much, Danny.